Ladies and gentlemen, Max Licato said Jesus Christ tends to his people individually. He personally sees to our needs. We all receive Jesus' touch. We experience his care. We experience his care. And those of us who are children of God, even though we understand that we don't deserve to be that, we need to engage in prayer as a family. We need to pray individually, and we need to pray as a family. In fact, there are many people who will not pray if they don't pray with other people. And so we need that encouragement. We need that strength. We need that power that comes through prayer to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for family devotions. And we thank you for that privilege. We thank you for that might. We thank you for that power. And we thank you for the strength to do it and how it taps down the evil that is in each and every one of us and restrains the flesh and crucifies the flesh afresh and anew. And Holy Father God, that's what we desire today, that you will work mightily in our lives, that we would die to self and walk in the power of your Holy Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And Lord, we pray that throughout the remainder of this day, you would grant us your grace, your strength, your anointing, your unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Still talking about the family, doing it every day, reading the passage that we have read in our family for 30 years, and in modern times, coming out of the background that my wife and I came out of, both dysfunctional, terribly dysfunctional, unloving families, for a family like ours of nine to stay together by faith, and with me being a full-time preacher all of those years, living by faith, and the devil constantly attacking and exploiting weak spots. These are the two passages, Ephesians 5 and 6, that held us together and instructed us as to what we needed to do, whether we wanted to do it or not. But I told my wife before, as I talked to Pastor Andrew Hamilton last night in the wee hours of the morning, rather this morning, and told him, I told him that I told my wife before we got married, either we're going to do it God's way or no way at all. And because your parents' way didn't work and my parents' way didn't work. And we want to raise our children better than we were raised in the admonition of the Lord. Amen, somebody. Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Dr. Thomas Constable writes in his expository notes on the Bible regarding this passage, in addition to standing firm, having received and having already put on four pieces of armor, we also need to receive and put on two more. Since Christians are to put this salvation on, the salvation or deliverance in view seems to refer to the present and future deliverance we need when under attack by Satan. Yes, he said under attack by Satan. I sensed after a magnificent trip to Austin and back, I sense Satan already attacking us, and I know why he's doing it, because we're having these this family devotion, and then I have to preach later on today. Didn't see any signs of it in the car as we were traveling, but as soon as we started this, the demons come out, the devils come out, the Judases come out, that Judas spirit comes out, the Sanballat spirit comes out. The Tobias spirit comes out. The Demetrius spirit comes out. The Demas spirit comes out. So think it not strange when fiery trials should strike that Satan attacks you when you're getting ready to do something for the glory of God. Anyway, Constable goes on to say, yes, we are under attack by Satan. This is a reality that many Christians do not want to deal with. As soon as you say something like this to some Christians, they basically say, they just wave the hell, oh, there's no devil, but there is a devil. You say, how do they say that? They'll say stuff like, oh, let's not give the devil too much credit. Well, nobody's trying to give the devil too much credit, but he is doing what he's doing, and we need to be aware of it. We have already received salvation from condemnation, that is, from going to hell. We subsequently receive this present salvation, deliverance, as we receive all of our salvation, including the physical part in our earthly bodies, namely by calling on God and requesting it. This salvation is evidently similar to a helmet, because deliverance involves a mental choice, namely trust in God rather than self and obedience to Him. I want to repeat that in your hearing. I want you to get this. This salvation is evidently similar to a helmet, because deliverance involves a mental choice. I want you to get that. In fact, I talked with some folks this morning about choices, that even in Christ, you're not a robot. You have to choose to pray. God will help you to pray. You're not a robot. You have to choose to witness to somebody. You're not a robot. God will help you to do it. But you have to make the choice to do the right things. Can somebody say amen? Namely here, trust in God rather than self. You have to choose to stop trusting in yourself, trusting in mom and them, and trust in God. And obedience, choose to obey Him. Confidence in God becomes our salvation and thus protects our thinking while we are under attack. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continue to give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and help us to put on the helmet of salvation. And help us by your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit. Because we are not robots. We just simply are not. We're way more complicated than robots will ever be. And so therefore we have the privilege to choose. To do the right thing. To resist the devil. To not yield to that temptation. But you help us. And we thank you for that help. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Our devotional, turn that thing that's behind that way. Our devotional Bible passage for today is Psalm 78, 70 through 3. 73. Psalm 78, 70 through 73. He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. And if you are a child of God today, my beloved, if you are a part of the family of the beloved, if you are born again, if you are saved, I assure you that God is leading you and guiding you with the skillfulness of his hands. You wouldn't be here if it had not been for the Lord who is on your side. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Help us to meditate upon it, hide it in our hearts, help us to love it, and help us to cherish it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Most importantly, help us to obey it. Amen. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for governmental leaders based upon your holy word, as well as others. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump and his administration as they travel to Asia today. We pray for each member of the White House staff, leaders of all federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs, all military leaders, the leaders of all nations around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem as well. And we pray for all military leaders. And we pray especially for James Mad Dog Mattis. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding far beyond his years and his abilities, particularly now. And we pray that you protect all people from the wicked and demonic ISIS group in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for all church leadership that you would lead them to lead all in the church to revival and back to and to repentance and back to their first love, you, Lord Jesus. We pray these blessings upon all pastors, church leaders, denominational leaders, Bible teachers, missionaries, and ministry workers. Revive us again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We pray also for current events around the world that are happening. We pray for the comfort of the families of the people who died in the terror attack in New York City, the shooting in Denver, and the shooting in Chicago, for the healing and salvation of those who were wounded. And we pray that you'll draw all of these people to you, Lord Jesus, before they die. We pray for the media. We pray that you would help them to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and leave their opinions at the door. We pray now for people who have sent in prayer requests to our ministry here. We pray for Christopher. Please heal him of schizophrenia, all mental issues, depression, suicidal thoughts, and guilt. Make him the real man you want him to be. Make him be successful in school and to make the right decisions. Cast the devil and his demons and his hosts out of his heart and out of his life. rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his host from his mind, and heal him, and place him in his right mind, in a sound mind. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We also pray for UNICEL. Please help all cyberbullying to stop. Help her husband to be a great father and husband. Provide them with a good church home to attend. We also pray for Jim. Please bless him with a good job and help him to go to college. And Holy Father God, we pray for those who have been saved through this ministry. Help these to grow in the faith and be strong in the faith and to be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Beatrice. We pray for Imran. And we pray for Jerry. And Holy Father God, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you through this ministry. Help these to grow in the faith as well. We pray for Sasai, Raleigh, and Egol. Lord, let your will be done in their lives and in ours. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, our devotional Bible reading, or our devotional reading for today, is titled The Church in Thy House, Part 3, by Dr. Charles Spurgeon. He goes on to say, Paul writes to Philemon of the church in thy house. If there is such a church in our house, let us order it well, and let all acts as in the sight of God. Let us move in the common affairs of life with studied holiness, diligence, kindness, and integrity. More is expected of a church than of an ordinary household. Family worship must, in such a case, be more devout and hearty. Internal love must be more warm and unbroken, and external conduct must be more sanctified and Christ-like. We need not fear that the smallness of our number will put us out of the list of churches, for the Holy Spirit has here enrolled a family church in the inspired book of remembrance. As a church, let us now draw nigh to the great head of the one church, universal, and let us beseech him to give us grace to shine before men to the glory of his name. Can somebody say amen? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the glory that is in your church, that surrounds the preaching and the teaching of your holy word and the songs of the saints of old. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for your church, big or small, white or black, red or yellow, for your Holy Spirit still moves. Yes, even in churches where there is racism and prejudice. Because in other churches there's adultery and fornication going on. And sin is sin. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody is not engaged in sin. And we all ought to confess our sins and repent. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. And be the church members, even in the home, you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, if you are with us today on this Saturday afternoon, and you happened upon us, and you have never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then today may very well be your day. If you want to be saved, understand with me that you are a sinner. And we all are sinners. The Pope is a sinner. Billy Graham is a sinner. I am a sinner. We all have sinned. and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. And because of our sin, there is an eternal punishment. The wages of sin, the payment for sin, is death. We die physically because of our sins, and we die spiritually and go to an awful place called hell to spend eternity if we don't trust Jesus Christ as Savior. But Jesus Christ has some good news for you. In John 3:16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and he will save you. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If, my beloved, you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God, and then you will be saved. Pray and ask God to save your soul through his holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments, and that I have done evil in your sight. Have mercy and grace upon me, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, you just received the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. You just believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart. I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome, dear friend, to the family of God. And I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
He said he would. finally come and you change the wrong to right. So if you're always searching, trying to find the bottom line, just give your love and life to God. He'll give you peace of mind. I know that everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back like he said he would.
Just like you said.